Brought to you in association with Batra Mineral Water. Batra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines. Government declines to comment on controversial CDF ambulance procurement. Questions mounting over 66,000 liters of smuggled ethanol. BBC defends investigation of Kenya child sex trafficking after Hawks claims.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugima Timothy Jilalam. Government has declined to provide an update on the procurement and delivery of 156 Constituency Development Fund CDF ambulances, sparking concerns about transparency and accountability. Despite repeated promises and assurances, the delivery of the ambulances has been plagued by delays and irregularities. In 2023, the Public Accounts Committee flagged the purchase and supply of 156 ambulances under the CDF at a total cost of $13 million as highly irregular procurement, but local government permanent secretary for technical services, Nicholas Peary, defended the procurement, claiming the aim was to empower local suppliers. As of December 11, 2024, only 11 out of the total 156 ambulances had been delivered due to the contractor's failure to meet the deadline. By March 2025, about 29 ambulances had been received, with assurances that all would be delivered by the second week of August. However, in November 2024, Mr. Peary pledged to resign if all the 156 CDF-funded ambulances were not delivered by May 2025, a pledge he later returned on. And when contacted for an update, Mr. Peary refused to comment on the matter, citing no comment.
Little comment, anyone?
All People's Congress Party leader Nason Musoni has demanded that the Minister of Agriculture publicly apologize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA Chairman Suresh Desai, because Mr. Desai was correct when he stated that the government intends to export maize. The call for an apology comes amid controversy surrounding the government plans to export maize. Earlier, the Ministry of Agriculture had strongly denied Mr. Desai's statement, but later admitted that the government indeed plans to export maize. The U-turn has raised questions about the government's communication channels and its ability to make consistent policy decisions. Mr. Musoni expressed his concerns about the lack of proper communication with the government, stating that it is difficult for Zambians to take government pronouncements seriously.
If the poor man was made to look embarrassed, and yet the minister himself initially had made a statement in parliament saying that we will export some of the maize. So what Mr. Desai did was just to set a statement, which was already issued, the policy statement issued by him. So now they are saying, no, we are exporting the maize. So it's difficult to trust a government that fails to adhere to its own policy position or statement, okay? So indeed, Mr. Desai was correct by what he said, that his government had intended to export the maize. Okay? There was already that position. So cabinet was just used to rubber stamp. This cabinet just rubber stamped the decision of a few elements in government. Okay? We are in a very position as a country. The lack of policy consistency is striking.
Questions are mounting over the true owner of the 66,000 liters of smuggled ethanol intercepted at the Nakonda one-stop border post. The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, says investigations are still underway to determine who is behind the consignment which entered the country on August 10, 2025 without direct inspection. The investigation into the smuggled ethanol has raised questions about the effectiveness of the customs clearance process and potential for abuse of the system. And last week, Zambian Breweries distanced itself from the scandal, dismissing claims that the impounded containers belonged to the company A development that adds to the mystery surrounding the smuggled ethanol. Sources within the system have revealed that the ethanol was cleared through the Blue Line process, an electronic customs procedure allowing clearing agents to process, import, and export documentation remotely on behalf of their clients. The use of the Blue Line in this case has exposed loopholes in the system, as the consignment passed without any physical scrutiny. Meanwhile, when contacted, the Direct Corporate Affairs Manager, Oliver Nzala, said the authorities still investigating the matter and will update the nation in due course.
I haven't even been in the office after that. But I know that the investigations have commenced. So we are still in the process of investigation other than the initial one.
Executive Director of the Advocates for Democratic Governance Foundation, Gideon Musonda, has called on the government to grant Patriotic Front PF leader Chimba Kambwili access to medical attention. Mika Kambwili is currently serving a 5-month jail term at Chimbokaila Correctional Service Facility for tribal remarks. His lawyer, Mr. Musonda, expressed concern over Mr. Kambwili's deteriorating health condition, emphasizing the need for the government to facilitate his access to medical attention. And in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Msonda urged the government to prioritize Mr. Kambwili's health, citing the wishes of the family and the nation to see him in good health.
Yeah, so I think we joined the family in calling for, you know, government, yeah, to quickly ensure that Mr. Kambwili's health issues are addressed. Yeah, let them, you know, give them, you know, the access to health facilities, and also prioritize, you know, the family matters in terms of, you know, him, you know, being well. Yeah, so I think it's a right call. Yeah, we don't want to go into a situation where, you know, his health deteriorates and something else happens. Yeah, I think we'll be blaming, you know, ourselves. Yeah.
And now, business news. Business news.
Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry Chipoka Mulenga says Zambia's shift towards value addition in natural resources is a strategic move to unlock new industries, create jobs, and drive economic growth. He says by processing and refining resources locally, the country can maximize economic benefits and create opportunities for growth and development, as emphasized by President Haga in the Ijinema. Mr. Mulenga has highlighted copper, manganese, gemstones, and leather as key areas for value addition. He states that currently 3/4 of Zambia's copper exports consist of unrefined copper, indicating a significant potential for growth through refining and processing. The development of local cutting and polishing industry for gemstones like emeralds can also increase export value and create jobs. Speaking at the meeting, the Vice President of the Federation of Small Scale Mining Association in Zambia, Pauline Mondia, has highlighted ways in which the government can support small-scale miners and traders in adding value to their products by establishing a committee to oversee value addition initiatives. We take a break.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brand, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 076-519-0796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
In international news, the BBC has defended its investigations into child sexual exploitation in Kenya after the government described it as a hoax. Speaking in Parliament on Wednesday, Interior Minister